We were just getting moving then, so we Daf Nun Hey is today's daf, and I believe that we were holding three lines up from the bottom. Correct me if I'm wrong. Okay, very good. First night of Svirat HaOmer, Lel Yom Rishon Yom Tovshin Samachim. Yomer Rav Yehuda Shelosha Devarim HaMa'arich Behen Ma'arichin Yamav U'Shnotav Shel Adam. There are three things which, if you take your time at them, they also end up increasing the span of your life. HaMa'arich B'Tfilato, when it spends time with his tefillah, so it's really a good investment, you see. VaMa'arich Al Shulchano, spending time sitting and eating. VaMa'arich B'Beit HaKiseh, spending time in the bathroom. Asks the Gemara, HaMa'arich B'Tfilato, Ma'al Yuta, is that a good thing to spend time davening? That anybody who sits there, tochelet is a lotion of tefillah, like we have Aichal Moshe at the name. So the tochelet b'mushacha, spending a long time in the tochelet, machala leib, it ends up giving you heartache, because your tefillah isn't answered. There's three things in which the person appears to be depending on his own madrega, and therefore, min hashamayim, they say, well, if this guy is such a good guy, why don't we take a look a little bit more closely at his record? And that is kirnatui, a guy who will walk under carelessly, nonchalantly, under a wall that looks like it's about to collapse. If it's not going to collapse on me. Iyun tefillah, and we're assuming here that kol ha'ma'arich b'tefilo leads directly to iyun tefillah at this point. U'moser din al chavero l'shamayim. Someone who gives over his case to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that this person wronged me and he should be punished. Like we find by Sarah and Avram. Those three things HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, oh, well, he thinks he's so great, let's take a look at him. He thinks his tefillah is so wonderful that I'm going to listen to him. Why don't we look a little bit more closely at him? So why is Ma'arich B'Tefillah good? And of course, the Gemara says the obvious answer. Halokasha, hada ma'ayin ba. Hada lo ma'ayin ba. Here it says, kol ha'ma'arich b'tefillah to ma'ayin ba. Sof balite ke'ev leiv. And we know, we saw before, that the pirush of ma'ayin ba is the person. And unfortunately, as I've pointed out many times, it's become very popular nowadays. The tefillah is a way of pushing God's buttons. So you figure you do it the right way, you say the right kapitla, you bit the kotel 40 days straight, you have the right kavana, but there's all books of kavanas and so on. Now that way, for sure, there's the kind of tefillah that works. Those are the kind of tefillahs that don't work, by definition. So that's the way the Gemara's assumption was, that kol ha'ma'arich b'tefillah means that this guy is being Isaac in Kavanas and Tefillah and so on. And therefore they assumed that the Mayim was part of Ma'arich B'Tefillah. Answers the Gemara, no, when he's talking about Ma'arich B'Tefillah, that he's being Ma'ayin in the Tefillah. That's the Iyun in which he believes, ah, this is the kind of Tefillah for sure is going to work. And Hadalo Ma'ayin Ba. The other one is a Tefillah that is Memushacha. But it's without Iyun Tefillah. What does that mean? Without Iyun Tefillah. The person adds words explaining his matzah and begging for rachamim and so on. It's interesting, Mariel points out, I mean, this is so obvious. In one case said ma'arich, and one says ma'arich ma'ayin. And then what do we have to ask? What do you mean hechi of it? Why don't you just say it, a long tefillah, without being ma'ayin? Like, what's the chiddush? You have to say, how's that possible? Well, it means that he was marba in the tefillah. I mean, a two-year-old could have told you that. He says the Pshat and the Gemara is a very, very interesting thing. That to be Marech in the Tefillah as it's written always leads to Iyun Tefillah. The Gemara took that for granted. You can't separate between a Marech B'Tefillah. The person gets caught up in the Chashivut of his Tefillah. Then it's maybe they Ke'ev Leib. You can't take yourself so seriously. Take yourself seriously. That leads to Ke'ev Leib. So if you're being mafish barachami, which is marshal, what does it mean, mumushach? Does mumushach mean you're like being very mechabeh, very slow, and so on? So you might, no, it doesn't mean that, because that in fact does lead to him tefillah. My definite means that he's adding tefillahs, and he's being marba, and the words that he's saying for rachamim, and that's something else.
Yeah, I was wondering the same thing.
Tefillah only means a meal.
Yeah. And they were, it's directly asking for things, so marash means asking even more. No, I'm saying the mechal, that we're talking about tefillah automatically.
No, not necessarily. Marach is to be mechal. Before we said the teretz, we just meant marach with tefillah in the words as they're written. But you're very slow and very mechavin and so on. So that, Mariel's pointing out that is bad. Because it leads always to Ian Tevila. If you add Mela, okay, so then that's Mafish Karach. It's very difficult to see how else to learn the Sunya. What else is the Kiddush when Marish was here?
And Kir Notui, that probably any Sakon, like the
Now, you said Hamaricha Shulchano, spend a lot of time on your table eating. Is that such a good thing? No, it's a good, because Aniyim will show up and you'll be able to invite them to join you and you'll have a drink together and you'll eat together. And we know that the Torah views the Mizbeach and the Shulchan as essentially being one thing. There's a very interesting posik in which the posik begins describing the Mizbeach. It says, Mizbeach ate Shalosh Amot Gova, and then it goes on describing it. And then the Malach says the Yecheska v'yedaber elai zeh ha-shulchan Hashem b'fnei Hashem. Doesn't make any sense. We start calling it a mizbeach, then he calls it a shulchan. Well, which one is it? The potach b'mizbeach b'siyem b'shulchan. What's the pshat? So Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar, b'yamat avayu, kol zman shebet ha-migdash kayam, mizbeach mechaper al Yisrael, v'yachshav shulchano shel adam mechaper alav. As long as there's a bit of mikdash, then it's the mizbeach that's mechaper. But now it's the shulchan that's mechaper. So again, the pashtus we're learning over here is the shulchan. As the Gemara says, "Dimaati aniye," you know, aniye may come to the door. Or you'll have a chance to invite people in or join you for the suda, and that becomes the equivalent of bringing a carbon.
This is the source where it says in Shabbat, like your shulchan is like the mizbeach.
Yes. There's another Indian which the Mishnah also darshans, which is Shloshish Yashua, the Yesh B'Neim Tifrei Teres, Zeh Shulchan L'Pnei Hashem, which is said the same pasuk. But then it's as if you're partaking of the Mizbeach. But the Balei Kabbalah take this Gemara Mamish Kipshutei, was that the Indian of the Mizbeach, the Etzem, the Indian of the Mizbeach, is the commitment to the increasing complexity of life. And it's the utilization of animal life or vegetable life, if you're bringing a mincha, for showing that it's a usage of conscious life for Avedas Hashem. And that when there is no mizbeach, so someone who eats and utilizes the energy of a lower life form, so that person essentially is doing the same thing that a carbon is doing. Because in his committed utilization of that energy, so he's absorbing basically lesser life for more complex life. Because of that, I mean, again, the Masker the Gemara, because of that, an Amoritz is not allowed to do that if it's meat. In other words, everybody was given the ability to utilize vegetation. But in order to be able to take animal life and to make it a degree of higher complexity, you have to be fully human, and fully human is very rare. So if somebody's a Talmud Chacham, he has a right to eat basar, the Gemara says. So in fact, they point out that Zeroyim, the whole Seder Zeroyim is called Emunah. Because that's the utilization of the Kayach, of your vision of life, which is what Emunah is, which is common in humanity. And therefore it's all of Zeroyim. But you don't get to meat until you get to Kachim. The Chulin deals with the Dinim of meat. Which means that meat is indeed a subsection of kachim. It's mamish from this bear. So unless you're on a darga to be able to ingest meat and to use it in a human way, you're not allowed to eat meat. According to the Gemara, it's not mamish in this terms, but it's in terms of the understanding what is suitable. It's completely inappropriate for a person to casually ingest meat and claim that he's doing something with it.
In Achrei Mayis, when he saw the thing where he's talking about bringing carbonus and shit, it's almost read. Is it talking about carbonus?
Puts it together.
Read it as if it's, but it's almost.
It's Dam Shafach. I mean, he uses the same Ashrenis. Unbelievable.
Shvutachutz.
Now, Marek with Beit HaKise, he's saying, and if you spend a lot of time in the bathroom, that's a good thing, Yudo. I mean, we know that modern society is, it's becoming the only place where a person finally finds a place in life. Everything else is all part of the hurly-burly, all the, all the magazines now, that this is where you got to really concentrate your money. It's not only the literature, the comfort and so on. So is this a good idea, to spend your time in the bathroom?
Being called the honest.
That's right. Doesn't it? I mean, a lot of people have already installed phones. So is that such a good thing? Vatanya, Asarat Varim Evim Et Adam Lidei Tachtoniot, doesn't it say that there's 10 things that can cause a person to get hemorrhoids? Ochel Alei Kanim V'Alei Gefanim. You eat, there's a lot of the alim that are used in foods. So certainly grape alim. What do you call kanim in English?
Grape.
Yeah, but in kanim, what do you, they use
it.
Yeah, but it's a special word for it, isn't it?
Bamboo shoot?
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. It's driving me crazy. Bamboo shoots are very popular. This is Alei Kanim, or bamboo shoots. Ula vegefanim, the tendrils of the gefen. Morigei behima. Morigei. You know that a moreg charutz, baal pipiot, moreg is a type of, it's you can make one, it's basically something that has a lot of pegs on it, or sharp pieces on it. And, what's it called?
I know what it's called, it's a sled.
A sled-like device, which they used to use for threshing. So morigei beima means any meat in an animal which has that type of rough edge, say the skin of the tongue, or that type of thing, which is not a smooth meat, anything like that, or shidro shel dog, vertebrae of a fish, or a dog maliyav shenem uvushal kol tzorcho, salted fish that isn't properly cooked, la shotesh imre yayin, somebody who drinks the lees of wine, la mekaneach besid ubecharsid, somebody who uses seed or crushed pottery for cleaning himself after defecation. Or somebody who would use a stone that had been used by someone else, because they didn't have particular things to clean themselves with, so they would use whatever was handy when they went to the bathroom, and which was generally outdoors. So he would pick up a rock, a shard, or whatever. The other one is somebody who hangs around, literally tole, he hangs around the Beit HaKise for too long, so it's not a very good idea, therefore, apparently, to spend too much time in the bathroom. And again, answers the Gemara Lo Kasha, the Marek V'Tali, or the Marek V'Lo Tali. The meaning of tole atzma is that he doesn't sit on a seat, he squats. As he squats, he actually pulls apart the rectum to such an extent that he can cause pressure on the veins, which become hemorrhoids. So if he's tole, so then elchinami, he can come and maybe they detachtoniot. If he's sitting on a toilet seat, then there's no problem, doesn't cause any kind of pressure. The idea of spending a lot of time in a bathroom, like there was this metronisa, matron, that's the word, matron, we saw the Washington matrons, then they had the Roman matrons. So she said to Rabbi Yudah Rabbi Loi, you got a really shiny face. You're the kind of guy who looks like he's making a lot of money on super agriculture, or else he's just got his money pouring back to him because he's got so many investments that are paying him interest. But you don't look like you got any worries. Well, Marla, I sat there, I swear to you, Ladidita, I always see you, we Jews are not allowed to eat of those things, we don't raise pigs. And, the pork farming is like pork farming itself is just the roll over the countryside, the take advantage, make money by the tons, and destroy everything in its way. So it looks like you're one of these guys. He said, we're not allowed to do either of those things. The reason I look so good is because there's 24 bathrooms between my home and the Beit Midrash. And the Chiazina, but did not show you the clue on my way to Beit Midrash. I stop at every single bathroom. They said, 24 bathrooms on the way, you can't go wrong, you know. So I constantly check to see whether I need a bathroom. There are those that are, I mean, it doesn't sound like a nice comparison, but there are those that, among the Forshim, compare it to the 24 Kishutei Kala, which are connected to 24 Sifrei Tanakh, but the Talmud Chochem is Boki, and each one is Sifrei Tanakh, but each one is connected to another element of Nikui, of Nikoyon, of the mind. So if the Talmud Chochem to be Beidik himself to see whether he needs to relieve himself of the excrement, there's a remez each time with a, each time that he would go to the bathroom would be something that was part of the Nikoyon HaNefesh, or the activities of the body were seen as very much part of the way in which a person has to purify himself. That's why, I mean, in Kabbalah, the world, basically the tikkun of the world, begins with Adam's urination. It's very interesting. When a person goes to the bathroom in the morning, LP Kabbalah, it's the first time he urinates in the day. It's supposed to be a continuation of the tikkun Ilam of Adam, in which you separate the usable portions of the world with the unusable portions, and that's part of the whole human activity, the chlal. So, okay, every animal urinates, but a human being can have kavana in doing that's part of the bureau. In other words, that my actual biological life is part of the human activity of separating between just the random and useless events and meaningful energy that could be used meaningfully. So that's a compare this Indian to that as well. I don't know. I mean, I was bothered by that as well. I didn't find anybody who talked about it. Exactly. It's fascinating, isn't it? I mean, that's exactly what they were tiny to me. It really bothered me also. What?
Before the time, you know, Christian.
I understand, but I mean, what she's saying, what he's saying, it's also about me. What she, I mean, didn't she mean? You dirty Jew, I know where you're making money. And what do you think is also to us? I know, but she's here. You can't say it's also to us. I don't know the answer to it.
Oh, so you're asking about his answer. Why is it also?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it isn't really also. It's only also to do the Jews. I mean, so let's see. I don't know. It's a good question.
The equation of pigs and usury.
Yeah. Very strange. Rama reviewed it. Shelosha Devarim. By the way, this whole sugya over here, a list. You'll notice, right? Each one begins with a list. So there's also Shelosha Devarim. So we finish out his Shelosha Devarim. No.
Who was
it? It was Rukhanina. Huh? I believe so. I'm reviewed at Shloshad Varim Katrim Yamabush Notav Shaladam. There's three things, we talked about three things that are marich your life, there's three things that can shorten your life. Mishnotimlo Sefer Torah Likrot Vino Korei. Somebody who's given an opportunity for an aliyah, he doesn't take the aliyah. If somebody gives him a kosher bracha to say Brachas HaMazel, he's not Mavarech. Somebody who, some learn manhigatzma means he puts himself into position of rabbanut. Others learn manhigatzma barabbanut, that even in private, there's obviously someone who is in a matzav which he has to be knowing the rabbanut, has to be takif about that in public. But it doesn't mean he has to extend into the way he really looks at himself. He should be laughing at himself when he looks in the mirror. This guy takes himself seriously. As he comes home, he still keeps acting like a rabbi. Since the one who takes the kosher bracha is the one who generally is mevarech the ba'al habayit. As a matter of fact, they say that today this is no longer nagir. It's no longer the oreach who's mevarech the ba'al habayit. Everybody says the bracha. We don't have the whole Indian of being motzi achirim the bracha of Muslim. I'm motzi achirim necessarily the bracha either. So, I mean, obviously there's still the union of Zilzul and the Mitzvah and so on, but I mean, to say there's Makatzer Yomav, and that we're going to learn Avorachem, Avorachecha, and we'll say, so that means, and if not, then you'll have a Klola, maybe we wouldn't go that far. today. Ramanigats Mubarabanut Yom Reb Chama Rebbe Chanina Mipnei Ma'am Beit Yosef Kodem Lechav Mipnei Sheinig Atzmo Barabanut. It says Vayomot Yosef, and then V'chol Ador HaMashmen, that it was first Yosef before his brothers who died. Some ask again, what was Yosef supposed to do? That was the whole point. Was Yosef supposed to be Ma'am Beit Yosef Barabanut? Some learn that this is talking about that he was Ma'am Beit Yosef Barabanut even when he heard Avdecha Avinu. There's a reference still to Avdecha Avinu. Mar says elsewhere, that's why he was called Atzameis. Why he's called Atzameis Bechayev, because of that. It's a little difficult to believe, but they put together the two circuits. Yom Rav Yom Rav, Shelosha Tzrechim Rachamim, another list. There's three particular things that a person has to be Mevakesh to Rachamim, that they should come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because these are things that are not part of the Stam events in the world. They come directly with the intervention of Hashem. Melech Tov, Shana Tova, V'Chalom Tov. So one is a king and a government that is good, a year that is good, and a dream that is good. And this begins now, basically, the rest of the parak, this word, Chalom Tov. From this point on, that's very much what we're going to be talking about, is what is a Chalom, what are Chalomot, essentially. Melech Tov Dichtiv Palgi Mayim Leib Melech Biyad Hashem Shana Tova Dichtiv Tamid Einei Hashem Elokecha Bo. So we see this clearly Biyad Hashem Einei Hashem Elokecha Mireshit Hashana Vadachrit Shana Chalom Tov Dichtiv Vatachlimeni. You make me dream. Omer Rav Yochanan Shlosha Dvarim Machriz Aleihem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'atzmo. Another list of three things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu announces personally. Ve'elohe, Ra'av, V'sova, U'parnastov. Ra'av, so if there's a hunger that's coming to the land, Tichtiv, Kikara Hashem, the Ra'av. So we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu announces the coming of a Ra'av. Sova, Tichtiv, V'karati, Ala Dagan, V'rbeit Yoto. So we see that Hashem says, I will call out to the Dagan. And Parnastov, Tichtiv, Vayomer Hashem Moshe Lemor, Re'ei Karati B'Shem Betzalel Ben-Uri. So that we see that that's Kriya. I myself was Kore. I should say by Dabra, that's why I put the Vayomer into parentheses.
So is a Parnas?
Is a Parnas. He's in charge of a particular, doesn't mean he has to be in charge of everything.
Right? Parnas.
No, Parnas means he takes care of what needs to be taken care of. And it's part of what Parnas is. Parnas is to care for your needs. And he cared for a particular element. Omer Rabbi Yitzchak Ein Ma'amidim Parnasim Ala Tzibur Ken Nimlachim B'Tzibur. First hints of democracy. You can't appoint somebody, even God can't appoint somebody unless people vote him in. Where do we see that? Shinam Aru'u Kara Hashem B'Shem B'Tzalel. It says, on the one hand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Koran. It says, Ru'u Kara Hashem B'Shem B'Tzalel. See that Hashem was Kore. What's that? See. So it was Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe. I want you to see. Do you agree? Moshe, Aguna Lecha B'Tzalel. You think it's a good, I mean, is he a good guy? Oh, my Lord, listen. Very sure, I'm not saying. You think he's a good guy. What are you asking me for? I mean, he's a good Lefanecha. So, Lefanei Lokoshikin, what's my opinion? Oh, no, no. Afal Pekin. I'm asking you and I want you to ask everybody else. Lecha Marlem. Go to Klal Yisrael. So, Alak V'Marlem Yisrael. Aguna Lecha B'Tzalel, you agree with the appointment of B'Tzalel? Why are you asking your opinion? The Fanei Lokoshikin. Omrib Shwuban Akmini Omrib Yonatan Bitzalel Hashem Chochmato Nikra. Bitzalel was called Bitzalel because of his Chochma. Mishah Shamarlo Akadosh Baruch Hu Moshe Lecha Morlo Lebitzalel Haseli Mishkan Aaron Vekeli. But Baruch Hu tells Moshe, as we see in Kitisa, et Oel Moed Vet Aaron LeEdut. So it's in that order. L'maisa Lach Moshe, and in Truma we find that first it says to make Aaron, Kalim, and only afterwards, at the end of the Aaron and Kalim, it describes the making of the Mishkan. Amarlos of Bezalel says to Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu, Minago shel Olam, Adam boneh bayit, v'chakach machnis etocho kelim. Usually a person first builds a house, and he brings in the furniture. Atah omer, Aseli Aaron v'kelim u'mishkan. I don't understand. In that order? So kelim shani oseh leichanach v'seim, what am I supposed to do with the kelim that I make? if I can't make the Mishkan until afterwards. Shema kacha malacha kadosh baruch hu asim mishkan aron v'kelim. Maybe what HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually said to you was the other way around. Omar lo, wow, shema betzel ela yita v'yadata. Were you hiding in the shade of the Lord when he was talking to me? And that's how you figured this out. That's absolutely ingenious. Sure enough. So the Gross says that the concept of betzel is that a cell is also used as reflection. And reflection is always inverted. Omer of Yudomarab, Yodea Aya Bitzalel Tsarefot Yochini Vrubem Shemaim Varat. Tivacha Vayamaleo to Ruach Elohim, Bechokhma Bitfuna Vidat. And those inyan, Chokhma and Tfuna Vadat, is what was used for Briyata Olam. Hashem Bechokhma Yasad Aretz, that's already the connected to Chokhma of Bitzalel. And then Konein Shemaim Bitfuna, so that's connected to Bina. The tfuna that it says there, and connected to da'at is the pasuk that says b'da'ato ta'omot nifkau. So we see those were the kochos, as the Gemara Chagiga says, that were utilized in Bria Soilam. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, ina kadosh baruch hu noten chokhma al mishkan. Oh, I'm sorry, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, ina kadosh baruch hu noten chokhma al mishkan bo chokhma. Kadosh baruch hu doesn't give chokhma to anyone who doesn't already have it. Shem Rayav chokhmata l'chachinim u'min da'a lo yodei bina. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Chochmah, but to whom does he give it? He gives it to Chachamim, and he gives Bina to people who have to wear Yodei Bina. Shama, Shama Rav Tachlifa Bama, Rav Tachlifa, who came from Eretz Yisrael, heard this, and he sent it over to Rabbi Abu. Rabbi Abu said, what, that's where they get it from? Ha! you have to go ahead and take a look at Zuvim for such a thing. It's crazy to wait till the Niel. You learn out of a pasuk in the Torah. This is the Farish in the parsha of Bezalel itself. The Chochmah was given to people who have Chochmah in their hearts. So it's connected to the Kli Malay and Kli Rekan. Kli Malay is Marxist. Speaking of dreams, kol chalom v'lo tavat. Take any dream is good, but not the kind of dream. Rashi learns, not the kind of dream that forces you to make a tainis chalom. Tavat means fast. That too we find in the Neil. It says by the story with Daryovish. It says over there, Ubat, when he was very angry that he couldn't get his will done, the council was against the saving them. He also says, Ubat Tavat, that he went to bed hungry. The Tavat is hungry. So, Kol Chalom Velo Tavat means any dream, as long as it doesn't make you go hungry. But it's fascinating, there's a completely different approach, which is that Kol Chalom is meaningful and you're going to have to deal with it, but not a Chalom that takes place on a Ta'anit. Why? Because anything that stimulates a person in an unusual way that causes him some type of tsar, and it's used as a general model. In other words, if the person went through a particular trauma, even if it's just he didn't eat that day, then that causes all kinds of dreams and they should be ignored. It's just an outcome of the events. So as I say, kol chalom you have to worry about a significance v'lo tavat, but not a chalom that took place under stress. The Omer of Chista, chalma de lo mifshar ki garta de lo makaria. Furthermore, said Rav Chista, if you ignore a dream, the thing is, ignoring a letter. You got a letter now. The letter could have good news or it could have bad news. But you know what? If you don't read it, it has no news. You can't really go wrong. You know?
It's just argue against email.
Exactly. It used to be, you know, life was simple. There was no email. You didn't know. Whatever happened, happened. I mean, it's, you know, out of mind, out of sight, and out of sight, out of mind, and it's gone. The Omer of Chista, lo chalma tavan mekayim kula, lo chalma bisha mekayim kula. You know that a dream, even if it happens, you know, the bad dreams, they don't happen as bad as you think. You know, it's never as bad as you imagine. And it's never as good as you imagined either. So whatever your dreams are, you know, it's not going to happen completely. The Omer of Chista, truth is, chalma bisha adik bi chalma tavan. It's better to have a bad dream than to have a good dream. You have a bad dream, get something out of it. You'll do tshuva, you'll be worried, you'll think about things, become more serious. What's a good dream going to do for you? V'yomer Rav Chisda, chalma bisha, atzivuta mistayin. If you have a bad dream, the pain that you're suffering and being miserable about the dream is enough to take away any bad effects that the dream could really been referring to anyway, so it's a good thing. And on the other hand, if you have a chalma tava, you have a good dream, so you're very happy about the dream. So the happiness is all you get out of it, because then the dream will become batal. So, chad le mistaya, that's enough. It's enough you had the fun of the thinking about it. Omer Yosef, chalma tava, a good dream, a feel of the didi, even to a guy like me, I'm blind. A blind person takes particular joy in dreams because he doesn't have any real visual stimulus during the day. And he just went blind, so it's not as if he never had a brain that worked out vision. So at night he would see, and it's great. But even for me, and I would have such a hanoah from a chalom tov, you know, when it's technical and dreams, it's gishmark. But the ma'aseh, if you're happy, then that takes away the gishmark of the dream in the end. Anyway, nothing comes of it. V'yomer Rav Chisda, chalma bisha kasha minagda. You should know that a bad dream is more powerful in its impact than being beaten. God has put something in the world to make people fear him. This is a bad dream. People really are profoundly affected by a bad dream. So even if they're very arrogant people and they don't think about anything that could happen to them, they take everything for granted. All you need is a serious nightmare and a vision of horror coming to your family and so on. And it shakes a person up. And the mice it brings to your out your mind.
What about when kids get it? Is that bring parents? What's the function then when kids have bad dreams?
Yeah, kids have bad dreams because they're watching reality. It's a different thing. V'homer Rabba Barbar Chonor Amr, V'yochel Zechol Umra. It says, Hanavi Asher Ito Chalom Yisaper Chalom. Asher Dvorai Ito Yidaber Divrei Emet. Mar Letevin Et Abar Ne'um Hashem. Now, what's going on here? The Navi, who just has a bunch of dreams, let him say over, say, I got a dream. I had a dream. But if he's got something that's real, then I spoke to him.
Yeah, we already decided that.
Fine! But what?
We already decided that the chaff.
The chaff! Well, why is the chaff mixing with the real food? Now, what does Tevin and Bar have to do with the remnants to dreams, as the Gemara? Why did Tevin and Bar say Chalom? Chalom Rabbi Yochanan B'Shem Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. The point is that every dream consists of Tevin and Bar. There's some kernel in it. The kernel has some truth in it. And then there's a lot of garbage that's built around the kernel to turn it into a story. But the story is meaningless. It's the kernel that's important. So, k'shem she'yev sh'alat bar below tevin, k'ach yev sh'alat chalom below dvarim b'teilim. There's no way that you're going to have a dream that's not going to have dvarim b'teilim in it. So you can't have a chalom without dvarim b'teilim. Omer b'racha chalom afa pisha mitzato mitkayim kulo inu mitkayim. You can have a dream that partially comes true, but it's not going to come true completely. Minolan miyosef. What happens over there? He sees a dream which has the sun and the moon and the stars. Now, who are the sun and the moon? His father and mother. But Arushaita imelo habe. At that point that he had that dream, his mother was no longer living. So let's talk about his father and his mother. So Rashi brings that the references to Bilo. And that when Yaakov Avinu was saying to him, what do you think is going to come? Habo Navo, Ani V'imcha, your mother's not even alive. You know, and he didn't realize it was a reference to Bilhah, but if that's the case, then Gemara doesn't make any sense. And it is referring to him, huh? So the Ramban learns Adarabba. It was clear that the reference was to Bilhah, obviously. And Ahishaita doesn't mean like Rashi learns Ahishaita at the time that he had the dream. Ahishaita means when it happened, Bilhah had already died.
Bilhah.
Yeah. What was the reference was to Ima. Omer Rabbi, La'olam yitzape adam v'chalom tov ad 22 shana. You should wait to see a dream come true. All of it's a good dream. 22 years, we see that from Yosef. Because you figure out the years, Zela Todot Yaakov Yosef v'chvasar shana. So when he was 17 years old, that's when he had that dream. And then he was Yosef in Shloshim Shana, Bomdo Lifnei Paro. So now that gives us 13 years, which is Tlat and Kamahave, Tlat Sre. Okay. Now there was 7 years of Sova, so there was a Shavdi Shava. Then there was another 2 years, because it says Nishna Taimara Av Bekaravar. So it was Tarti de Kafnan before his father and brothers came down to him, which gives you a total of 22 years before the Chalom was actually Mekuyam. Omru Huna, Adam Tov, Emarin Lo Chalom Tov. A good person never has a good dream. Because Bambi looks at me, we want to keep him on his toes. You know, we want him to not have any joy from his Olam Hava yet, you know. And Adam Ra, Emarin Lo Chalom Ra. We want him to burn it up. I mean, whatever he's got, let him burn it up in his dreams. Which implies dreams, and this is where Rashi understands it. That it's talking about in order to get his schar in Olam Hava, or not to use up schar in Olam Hava, that chalom has elements in it of an experience of another order of reality, therefore specifically Nagia, the way in which you would be Nen in Olam Hava. Tanyami Yochi, Koshna Tavshal David Lora Achalom Tov. Before David HaMelech never once had a good dream. Koshna Tavshal Achitofa Lora Achalom Ra. And as long as Achitophel was alive, he never had a bad dream. Everything went his way. Wait a second. Doesn't it say, Lo tu'una ilecha ra'a? Yom Rukistam Rav Yirmi Abarav, Shelo yivahi bucha, Lo chalamot ra'im, Velo hirurim ra'im. V'nega lo yikrav yu alecha. You were darshaning now with things that are said about tzaddikim. How is Rav Huna said that he's only going to have a chalom ra? And here with Barshim, it says beferish the whole Shirshal Pagoyim. It says you won't have Chalamos Rayim. Negaloik Rabbo Alecha, Shalotim Tzayishtecha Safek Nida, Bishashat Abba Minadera. The person comes back from a long trip, he hasn't had an opportunity to be with his wife. He finds his wife as a Safek Nida. The Mela, she's a Nida. You know, you make up your mind and that's all there is to it. There's nothing to discuss. A Safek Nida? No, maybe this, that, and so already now it's becomes problematic. So there, that's a nega ba'alecha. So you won't have a nega ba'alecha. So what's it shaykh to say that David HaMelech never had only bad dreams? No, he didn't mean David HaMelech personally. Iu lo chazulei. Achrine chazulei. Other people saw these awful dreams about David. Okay, but so now you're saying that what? He didn't have a good dream. It's Ein Marin Lo Chalom Tov, right? He didn't have a good dream, but he also didn't have a bad dream, which means he had no dreams. So you're telling me, B'chilo Chaza Iyu Mal Yusuf? So now, he didn't have a dream, that's good? Anybody who goes 7 days without a dream is called evil. Shremar V'sova Yalin Bayi Paket Ra. He says, somebody who goes, will go to bed happy. This means, Sheva Yalin. Don't read that Sova. Sheva Yalin. If he sleeps for 7 days, Bal Yipakeid, and is not visited by a dream, then, Ra, he's bad. Elokikoma. What it must have been is like this. He won't see, meaning he won't remember a good dream. The Chazav, Elo Yadamai Chazav, he won't have any pleasure from the dream. Remember having dreamt. He won't remember what it was that he dreamt. Amr Abuna Barami, Amr Pedas, Amr Yochanan, Haro'ech Halom, V'nafshoa Guma Alav. Somebody who sees a dream and feels miserable about it, Yelech V'yiftereno B'fnei Shlosha. He should go and he should have three people explain what the dream means. Yiftereno? I thought Rav Chisda says, if you don't read a dream, it's like not reading a letter. So nothing's going to happen. So what do you got to read it for? So don't read it and forget about it. No. No. He should make the dream good in front of three people. Meaning what? Let him bring together three people. And let him tell them. I saw a good dream. And they should say to him. Oh, Hanach Tavu, the Tavu Lahavi, indeed, that was great. It should be good. And God should turn it to good. And Sheva Zinim Lidzra Alach Mitshamaya, to Lahavi Tava, Vihavi Tava. And seven times over there should be Gozer in the Shemayim, that this should be a good dream, and will always be good. That's how most learn, that this is part of the chant, that you say. It's part of the charm is to say seven times that, not you say it seven times, but others learn, thus it brings it. Some will learn that it means you should say this seven times, and it's not part of the chant itself. Lamaisa, he brings the reed that the reed only said three times, which is what the meaning became. V'leimu sholosh afuchos, v'sholosh beduyos, v'sholosh shalomos. He should say three psukim that talk about twisting things around, three psukim that talk about redemption, and three psukim that talk about turning things into peace. Like when I say sholosh afuchos, for instance. Well, hafachta mispedi l'macholi. Or you have oz tismach betula b'machol ubachurim uzekenim yachtav v'hafachti avelem l'sason evlem l'sason. Or lo ava Hashem lokecha lishmoi el bilam v'yafoch Hashem lokecha tzak lala lebracha. So those are three psukim of haficha. You also have shalosh peduyots, which says pedei b'shalom nafshi mikravli, or peduye Hashem yishovun, or Vayomer Ha'am El Shaul. What? Ayonatan Yamut? Asher Asa Yeshua Hagdolah Zot? Are you crazy? You're going to kill Yonatan? So the post against Vayivdu Ha'am Et Yonatan Vayomo. That in that day they were poed to him Volomit. Shalosh Shalomot, Yachtiborin Niv Svatayim, Shalom Shalom Larachok Valakarov Amar Hashem Rufati. That's a shalom. Or you have Ruach Lavshad Amasai Rosh HaShalishim. So that's, and he says, Lecha, Mamatim Kol Lachai, Ata Shalom, Betcha Shalom, Bechala Shalachachat Shalom. So that's also Shloimeis. A Mimar, Mazutra, Veravashi were sitting together, and each one, they made up like this, okay. Each one of us should say a Kiddush that the other ones didn't hear. We got to, each one has to teach us something new that we never heard before. So kol chad v'chad minan leyo nosed lo shmi alei v'chafen. And they started talking. Nah, I heard that one. I heard that one too. I heard that one. Anyway, but what they finally came out with was the final, following.
I get it, yes, email.
Yeah, for sure. Hi, man, the chazach halma, v'lo yoda my chazach. A guy who sees a dream.
There was already a whole discussion until they got to it.
Because that's the norm.
It's just a
patachat
in the night who sounds like it's a
joke. Okay. Somebody who sees a dream doesn't know what it is that he dreamt. Leikum kamikane b'idna the parsi yadayu. He should sit in Birkas Kohanim at the time that they're lifting their hands up. V'leimahachim, he should say, Ribono shel olam, ani shelach v'chalamotai shelach chalom chalamti, v'ini yodea mahu, v'in shechalamti ani l'atzmi, v'in shechalamu v'chavirai, v'in shechalamti al achirim, im tovim hem, chazkem, v'yamtsem, kechalamotav shel Yosef, im tzichim rufua, refaim kemei mara al yedei Moshe Rabbeinu, u'chmiryam mitzrata, u'kechizkiyo mitchoyo, kemei yericho al yedei Elisha, u'keshem shafakta kilat bil'am harasha lebracha, he should complete this prayer as the Kohanim are completing the word Shalom, so that Danitzibur Amen. So whenever he says Amen, they're saying Amen on his Tefillah too. Now our Girsa is Ilo, which is not the Girsa that we pass in Halacha. The Rif and the Rosh have a Girsa which the Rosh brings, which the Grub brings, and which we pass them. V'chi mahadrik kohane apayu le'mahochi. When the kohanim turn aside, as became now our minute to say every Birkas kohanim, the kohanim are turning back around, he should say, adir b'morom shofim b'gvara atar shalom b'shimcha shalom. Excuse me. Yiratzom b'fanecha shetasim olenu shalom. Okay, that was one thing that the others hadn't heard.
So what did Kohanim do? We're screwed.
What do you mean? Avarcham Avarachet? Potach Idak V'yomar.
That's why we do it twice.
So the other one said like this. I man da'ay lamat. V'dochok ena bish. A guy is going into a big city. Yeah, he's afraid of exposing himself over there in front of all these people. He's afraid of an ayin hora. Mean got Zach, but the Amina, the other, the Amina, the other, the smell him. Zach, but the other, the smell him, the other, the Amina. He should grab his left thumb, his right thumb in his left hand, and his left thumb in his right hand. And don't attempt to do this all at one time. Vele mahachi. Ana ploni bar ploni mizar de Yosef Kassina. I come, say his name, he says his name. I, so and so, the son of so and so, come from the children of Yosef. The Lo Shota Baina Bisha. And Ayin Hora cannot be sholet on the Zera of Yosef. And of course, everybody essentially comes from the Zera of Yosef because it's a B'nai Yaakov Yosef Selah. All of Klal Yisrael is viewed as B'nai Yosef. And Yosef is the one who's called Nosi Meshach HaZora. That's why it says Mizara to Yosef, it's Mila of Yisod. So a person says, I come from the Zera of Yosef, which is true. Shemar Ben Porat Yosef, Ben Porat Alayin, not the great Alayin, Ela Ole Ayin. Meaning that the Zera of Yosef have control over the eye. The eye doesn't have control over them.
So, how much does it say?
Only till Shinema, it doesn't include Pesach. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, Amar Mihacha, Megid Gularov, Bekerav Haaretz, Ma Dogim, Shebiyam, Mayim, Chasim Aliyem, Veinayin, Ra'a, Shaletet Behem, Avzen, Rosh HaYosef, Veinayin, Ra'a, Shaletet Behem, we saw this before also, yeah? V'yidachami, in Abisha Dilei, this is a fascinating idea, the guy is afraid of his own Ayin Hara. And it's very interesting. The Rishonim bring that a person give an iron heart to himself. And it's a very common thing. People are always thinking, it's too good, it's too good. Something bad's going to happen.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, yeah.
Something bad always happens. So there's a person can be more ordinary against himself to say it's too good. But it's not supposed to be my. So if he finds himself thinking in that way, what he should do is, he should look at his left nostril, you see. Now, if you could do that with your right eye, you won't have an eye in Bisha again. Potach Hidas Yomar. Haiman, the other, third one, said this, Maimer. Haiman the Cholish Yuma Kama. Person who gets sick, the first day, Lola God, shouldn't tell anybody. You want to define yourself as being ill. Once you're defined as being ill, then already you need Rachmei Shemayim to... First, it's just random as far as everybody's concerned. The Kanvelech legally, from that point on, you should let it be known that you're ill. Because Rava, when Rava got ill, that's what he did. The Kiavicholach, if he came down with something, Yumakamalomakali, he wouldn't let people know the first day. The Kanvelech, Amalei Lashami, the next day, he would tell his valet, poke Achris, go out and let everybody know, poor Rava is doing bad, it's bad news for Rava. So people who like me will daven for me. All the people who hate my guts will say, thank God he's going to die soon. So that's great, because then, Mandesonele Lichtele, the people who hate me will be happy. And it says in the Pasuk, Bin Foloi Vecha Al Tismach, when your enemy falls, you're not supposed to be happy. Ubikashlo Al Yagel Lipcha. And when he fails, your heart should not rejoice. And here's the kicker, you see. Pen yireh Hashem v'rabeinu v'yishiv me'alav apo. Because then Hashem won't like the idea that you're so happy about the other guy's misery. And then he'll make him better. So I want these guys to be happy at my misery, then that'll make me better. Shmuel kavichazich on Abisha anak. When Shmuel would see a bad dream, he would say, it says in the Pasuk, V'acholomot, Hashav yidaberu. What? Dreams, who cares about dreams? Meaningless. Cholomot Hashav yidaberu, doesn't make any difference. But if he had a good dream, he would say, see, V'acholomot Hashav yidaberu. V'acholomot Hashav yidaberu. What, you think Cholomot could speak wrong? Doesn't it say, V'acholomot Daberbo? I'll speak to them in dreams. Then you decide which dreams are significant, like everything else in life. So that's why it's written with that extra haze. You can read it either as a question, or you can read it as absolutely shut. Great. So Lamai said, did he fast on his chalom? Many mefarshim learned that that's the point. He said, why should I worry about it? Who cares? There was this din we'll see later on about being mefarshim for chalom, being mehapik for chalom, being misana for chalom, tavas, is only said if libo ogum alav. If you don't care about the dream, you don't care about the dream. As a matter of fact, nowadays, the tiniest people anyway, they really don't take life very seriously. It's all stamp superstition. The person becomes superstitious anyway, it's very unhealthy. So nobody should fast now to Anit Chalom. Just make yourself crazy about these things. And then, most of the poskim don't go for Anit Chalom today, Bichlal. Stop taking yourself again too serious. Right, so they say that for the Amoraim who knew how to be mafkin when the Chalom should be taken serious, when they should laugh it off, so then it would be Dovah Shabbos, but otherwise the Bechlal, it's not Kedai to be turned to Mimsana Tanis Chalom. Rava Rami, indeed Rava points out this is a stira. On the one hand it says Bechalom Adaberbo, and on the other hand it says Bechalom Atashavi Daberbo. I don't understand that. Lokash kana yedei malach, kana yedei shade. Depends who's giving you the chalom. Is the chalom coming from a malach, or is the chalom coming from a shade? It's a very interesting tashbat. Says that this, by the way, is consistent throughout. I mean, throughout the midrashim, at least the midrash Zohar, it's always understood this way. The nature of a malach in these circumstances is a reference to emergent mind. A reference to shade is a reference to pure physicality. Which is, in other words, when Esther was sleeping in the Mordechai, the shade went in. This was not the Esther. Huh? Without the paraphrase. The shade went in, right? This is not Esther. This is Esther's body. A body without a soul. So it's a shade. That's all that it is. Right? It's a counterfeit human. That's why you shouldn't greet your friend at night. Maybe he's a shade. Well, it's the same Indian. So a chalom that comes out of the malach is something that isn't just coming as part of your what it is you ate today. A chalom that's coming from a shade is stam. Your mind is loose and it's creating images that have no particular meaning. Omer brabizna bar zavdam rabiyake. That's why they say that today everything's out of the shade. Omer pandam rab nachum omer biryam mishum zaken echad. Who is the zaken echad Rabbi Benon? Esrim v'arba'a potrei chalomot hayu b'Yerushalayim. You should know there are 24 professional potrei chalomot in Yerushalayim. V'amachat chalamti chalom. I once had a dream and I went to every single one. So I go to psychiatrists, you know. So I went to every single psychiatrist. They all gave me a different diagnosis, I'll tell you. Masha patar li zeh, lo patar li zeh. But the bottom line is, they each made me crazy in a different way. Kulam nit gai movi, and they all took place. Any chalom, the way you define it, that's the way it ends up working out. So each one of these guys defined it another way, and they all took place. Here's the Gemara. By the way, Tosfos says, what's Rabbi Benoah had to go to professionals. So he tines that potrei chalomot to some, it's a mazel. A guy is like a psychic, you know, he's got some kind of crazy power to interpret dreams, but the Gros says absolutely not. Potrei chalomot is that actually there's two dargas of potrei chalomot. There's a potrei chalomot purely in terms of psychology, and that you have to learn for quite some time to be able to be argument on a person's inner motivations, what it could possibly mean, and so on and so forth. This is another getter of potrei chalomot, which is essentially a getter of nevias, which is beyond normal human ken. And that's for some interpret that, if I'm not mistaken, the Or HaChaim says that, Magabi Paro and Yosef, the Paro says to him, I say, I hear you're a great dream interpreter, and Paro says, Yosef says, I'm not a dream interpreter. Elohim Chalomot. I can get an avias that explains, I really don't know anything about it. So Paro tested him by switching the details of the dream. Which Lomai said, Yosef was Misakis. He wanted to see whether he's just another one of these guys, you know. He's got some insight, or whether it's really saying an Alpi Nevi'ez. Now, as the Gemara, first of all, what do you mean, Lekayema Shenema, which is a kiyum of the Pusik that says, Kola Chalamot Ochim Acharapeh? The problem is there's no such Pusik. So what do you mean, the Kayim Hashanem Ratu? Kala Kalamot Ochim Achapev Krogu? Is there such a pasuk? I mean, we're missing that one. So, Lemaise it is. I mean, not worded like that, perhaps. But like Rebbe Lozer pointed out, the Omer Rebbe Lozer, Minayim Shekala Kalamot Ochim Acharapev, Shenemar Vahika Asher Patar Lanu Kenaya. So, the way in which he was poter, that's what made it happen that way. Omar Rabba, I mean, Rabba said, you can't do that arbitrarily. It's not anything that you say. It's like some type of magic. It's who the miftim, I mean, chalme. Shema ishke chalamo patar. It's only where the pitaron of the chalom fits the chalom, and therefore is a channel in which that the psychic energy of the chalom indeed becomes expressed in the dream. Once we're on the topic, Vayar Sarofim, it says Vayar Sarofim Kitov Patar. It can be understood not only that he was poter for good, but that he did a good job of the pitaron. So how did he know? Mino yada. On Rebbe Lazar, Melamed Shekol Echad V'Echad Yiru Chalamo Pitron Chalamo Shekad Yiru. Each one, the Sarofim and the Saramashkim, both saw their own dream plus the other one's dream and its interpretation. So he understood when Yosef said what it meant that he was absolutely on target. So he said, okay, so I'll ask him my dream. Omrav Yochanan, Hishkim, when a fellow pasuk atoch pihim, a rezunavu aktana. A person who wakes up and for no reason finds a particular pasuk in his mouth. He's saying over this pasuk. That is a getter of nevuah that he can take seriously. Omrav Yochanan, Shalosh chalamot mitkaimim.
There's the person hasn't washed yet. Can the person say the
pasuk?
Why does
he have
to
say it? It
doesn't come out.
I don't know. The talk people means that he has to say it. Why did he mean he has to say it?
There's no verbal connection?
I don't know. I never saw such a thing. I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, we're doing not to say pasuk before. Yeah, this is something else. This is the feeling that's not necessarily good. I mean, somebody will see later on, somebody sees himself having an aliyah or things like that, and these are not necessarily good things.
Yeah.
But in the feel at the moment of waking, that happens sometimes, and that is, specifically, we're not thinking about that pasuk in a dream, and all of a sudden you wake up, and for some reason that pasuk greets you. It's like very strange. So that it is again of these. So there's furthermore, Rabbi Yochanan says there's three chalomot that you can assume will be mitkayim: a chalom shel shacharit, chalom shechalam lo chaveiro, a dream that somebody else dreamed about. Because usually people are not thinking about other people; they think about themselves. So he also, Marshall learns that's pshat chalom shel shacharit as well. A dream at the beginning of the night, we would assume it's just being generated by the thoughts that you went to sleep with. By the time the morning has come around, the brain has already worked out those in yonim. So these things are more fundamental expressions that are here. So if it's chalom shel shachris, it's more likely to have a kernel of truth in it. Or a chalom that somebody else dreamt about you. It's unlikely that a person was thinking about you that much, they should dream about you. And a chalom sheniftar b'toch chalom. You see the interpretation of the dream in the dream itself. You have a dream and a dream with the interpretation of the dream. And that also is generally has a tendency to be mitkayim. V'yesh omer af chalom shenishna. A dream that is recurrent at the same night. Shem eval yishanot ha-chalom l'paro pa'amayim. V'omer b'shvur panachmini, omer b'yonatan. Ein marim lo la'adam el amir hurei libol. A person really only dreams the things that he's thought about in the day. This is only a dream that isn't shel shacharit. Okay, and that's the way he deals with he basically is machalik, three types of dreams. You have a dream ayde malach, a dream ayde novi, and a dream sheg, and a dream ayde yuhurei liba. That's his way of getting around the problems in the Gemara, the steers in the Gemara. Okay, so it's one approach. Where do we see that a person dreams only from his own brain, the stimulation of his own brain? Because we see that Daniel tells him, Ant Malka, Rayon Chal Mishkaf Chasaliko, you took your worries to bed with you, my king. And this dream now is exposing the thoughts of your own heart, Daniel tells him. Look, the proof is, if a dream were really something that wasn't generated by the effects of your own imagination, so then you should have any type of random dream, even things that have no connection to the things you would think about. But nobody has ever had a dream for instance, Vadikla Dadaav. I mean, who dreams about the golden palm tree? Well, why not? It's just random connections of things. Dream about golden palm trees. Or better yet, why not have an elephant going through the hole of a needle? I mean, his dreams aren't constrained by reality. So the reason you don't think about these things, not because they can't be randomly generated, but because it's not entirely random. It's only a dream will be generated by activity in your brain that was already there, and not just random collections of images that are put together without any type of context. So you don't see a pila de ayel bekupit amach. You never see an elephant going through the eye of a needle in a dream.
Don't they do that in the hard day?
Great image.
Yeah.
I thought they do that in the hard day.
In the hard day. Yeah, but they don't dream of that. Okay. I mean, the mice that I would have liked to do the next sugya. But it's already late. I mean, the next piece seems to be clear to this.
Tomorrow, what time is
shir? It talks about things that you'd never think about.
What time is shir tomorrow?
9:30 is generally when we have shir in the morning.
9:30.
That's what we've done for the past 20 years. And of course, it's your job to ask over the past 10 years or so.
But
what? I'm glad to see that you're...
What's 3 days ago?
I'm glad to see that you're on target.
So, some